Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting second. The left fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting third. The right fielder, Milton Bradley. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Payton. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marco Scudero. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Blanton. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Luis Castillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Nick Punto. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Rondell White. Batting 8th. The DH, Jason Tyner. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Jason Bartlett. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Carlos Silva. And now, play ball. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Punto fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Nick Punto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Punto hits a pop-up towards short. Scudero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Castillo. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Castillo steals second. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mauer strikes out. Two outs. Michael Cuttier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Eric Chavez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Punto fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Payton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hunter. Payton reaches second base with a double. Dan Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morneau for the out. One out. Torii Hunter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rondell White batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Hunter. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Hunter steals second. Rondell White batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Hunter trying to get to home. Peyton throws the ball into Kendall who tags Hunter who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tyner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Scudero hits a line drive towards first. Morneau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a pop-up towards third. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Castillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Punto is 0 for 1 in the game. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Blanton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Milton Bradley batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. Chavez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Chavez reaches second base with a double. Jay Payton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Payton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chavez moves to third. Two outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuttier hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Morneau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hunter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rondale White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morneau moves to second. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tyner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morneau moves to third. White moves to second. Two outs. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bartlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez juggles the ball. That's an error on Chavez. Morneau scores. White moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Twins. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scudero is 0 for 1 in the game. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scudero for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Punto fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Punto fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Punto is 0 for 2 in the game. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Punto moves to second. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Michael Cuttier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cuttier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Punto moves to third. Two outs. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milton Bradley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Rondell White is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tyner is 0 for 2 in the game. Tyner takes first base on ball 4. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bartlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tyner moves to third. Brad Halsey now pitching. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bartlett moves to second. Two outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Punto is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Punto hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tyner scores. Bartlett scores. It's 6-1, Twins. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Punto. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Punto steals second. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mauer hits a fly ball into left field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Ford now playing left field. Eric Chavez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Chavez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Chavez takes first base on ball 4. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Payton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Payton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chavez moves to second. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Chavez moves to third. One out. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Scudero is 0 for 2 in the game. Scudero hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Punto fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chad Gaughton now pitching. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cuttier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Torrey Hunter, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hunter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hunter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Ford, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morneau moves to second. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tyner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tyner hits a fly ball into left field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Denys Reyes now pitching. Jason Kendall, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 0 for 3 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 3 in the game. Swisher strikes out. 1 out. Milton Bradley, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bradley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradley takes first base on ball 4. Kendall moves to second. Jesse Crane now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kendall moves to third. Bradley moves to second. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Chavez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Chavez hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kendall tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-2, Twins. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Payton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau juggles the ball. That's an error on Morneau. Bradley moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bradley scores. Thomas moves to third. Payton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Twins. Hiram Bocachica pinch runs for Dan Johnson. Joe Nathan now pitching. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Scudero is 0 for 3 in the game. Scudero hits a pop-up towards third. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Swisher now playing first base. Hiram Bocachica now playing left field. Jason Bartlett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bartlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Sauerbeck now pitching. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Bocachica settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Punto is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Punto hits a fly ball towards center. Payton settles under the ball and drops it. That's an error on Payton. Bartlett moves to third. Punto moves to second. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Maurer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maurer is hit by the pitch. Jay Wiedosik now pitching. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cuttier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cuttier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boca Chica. Cuttier reaches second base with a double. Bartlett scores. Punto scores. Maurer moves to third. It's 8-3, Twins. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Morneau is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Morneau is walked intentionally. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hunter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Maurer scores. Cuttier moves to third. Morneau moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 9-3, Twins. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1-0. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Ellis moves to second. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kendall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Swisher is 0-for-4 in the game. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to third. Kendall moves to second. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bradley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bradley hits a fly ball into left field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ellis tags and scores. 1 out. It's 9-4, Twins. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Chavez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Chavez strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.